The sprawling collection of buildings outside the city limits of Vegas looked more like a compound for a large cult than a business. Set in the middle of an acre of barren desert ground, the long, sprawling buildings were constructed out of thick adobe, with solar panels on the roof and basins in the back to recycle the rare rainfall. The large windows were tinted and double-paned to keep out the scorching heat, and the floors were recycled bamboo. The obvious attempt to be environmentally sensitive wasn't usually associated with a pawn shop, or even a motor garage. But there wasn't anything usual about moneymakers, or the owner. Caden Vaughn had left Madison, Wisconsin when he was 18. He'd traveled to Hollywood with no plans in mind beyond enjoying the warm weather and beautiful women. Within a few weeks, he'd managed to land a gig as a stunt driver for an ongoing series. It wasn't supposed to be a career, but somehow he'd found himself taking offers from big-budget movies. Eventually, he'd been asked to do his own reality show, Do or Die, performing daring stunts that not only provided him the adrenaline rush he constantly craved, but an obscene bank account. 5 years ago, however, he'd left Hollywood to build his own business. A combination of a pawn shop in one of the long buildings that was managed by his best friend, Dom Lucier, and a separate structure for his shop, where he created custom-built motorcycles for those who could afford his services, as well as a space that housed his collection of rare and antique motorcycles. To save time and the bother of driving back and forth to work, Caden had an open loft built above the shop, where he lived. He didn't have any interest in fancy houses or a splashy display of his wealth. A comfortable bed, a large kitchen where he could cook his meals, and a gorgeous view of the nearby Vegas skyline was all he needed. Currently, he was rummaging through his built-in closet, grabbing jeans and the few heavy sweaters he had folded on the top shelf. He turned to toss them into the open suitcase he'd placed on his king-size bed. For the first time in nearly 5 years, he wasn't packing for a quick trip to Hollywood. He was headed to Wisconsin, the place he'd fled only minutes after receiving his high school diploma.